Robin.
Batman and Robin. Here we go.
Oh boy. Batman and Robin. Hey, Dean.
Yeah, I mean, it was really, I think, the only point of us doing the Batman quadrilogy, as it were, is just so we can talk about Batman and Robin.
I mean, wasn't that the reason we decided to do the quadrilogy? Well, we've got to do Batman and Robin. Oh, we may as well do the other three first.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so, because this movie's something.
This movie is something. I'll give you that. That is a word to describe this movie. All right, but why don't we get to the trivia, Dean? Batman and Robin, released in 1997, written by Akiva Goldsman and directed by Joel Schumacher. It's about Batman and Robin who tried to keep their relationship together, even as they must stop Mr. Freeze and Poison Ivy from freezing Gotham City. Starring, here we go, Arnold Schwarzenegger, George Clooney, Chris O'Donnell, Uma Thurman, Alicia Silverstone, Michael Goff, that's right, I got it, Pat Hingle, and Elle Macpherson.
I mean, Elle Macpherson, what is she doing?
Being a supermodel.
That's literally all she's doing.
Yeah.
She's in other films, though. Sirens.
I mean, that's the only one I can think of. I wonder why.
Can't say I've seen all of it.
Nah, just the best parts.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure she's in other stuff. I don't know. I feel like in the 90s, the supermodels really were trying to get into film. Like Claudia Schiffer in Richie Rich.
Really?
What?
Is that it?
I mean, that's the first one I thought of.
All right. I can't think of any others.
Then yes, that's it.
All right, then. Let's go to the trivia. Number one, George Clooney hates this film.
I mean, how is that trivia? It would be more interesting if it was George Clooney actually likes this film.
It's been rumored at various times that if you meet Clooney and tell him you saw the film, he will give you your money back. And he has outright stated that he apologizes for the movie whenever he gets the chance.
Why? It's not all his fault. He didn't help, but it's not his fault.
But Clooney has also said he doesn't regret doing it at all, and in fact credits the film for making him a leading man in Hollywood. And he still keeps a poster of the film on his home office as a warning to himself. It will never get that bad.
I mean, he's so far gone, it's not funny.
Yeah.
Clooney makes the most serious dramas. Like, what was the last, like, uplifting film he was in?
I mean, Hail Caesar was kind of quirky. Burn After Reading, these little quirky films. Tomorrowland?
I guess. I guess Tomorrowland's probably the closest thing to it. I don't know, I just think, like, Syriana.
Three Kings? That was like 1999.
There's lots of yellow and desert in that film.
Yeah. What other?
Good Night and Good Luck.
Up in the Air.
That was a good film.
That is a good film. Anyway, number two, Kevin Feige, president of Marvel Studios, has called Batman and Robin the most important comic book movie ever made because its catastrophic failure forced major comic book companies and film studios to rethink how they present comic book based media.
Yeah, I wonder. So obviously, the next Batman film after this is Batman Begins.
Yeah.
Off the top of your head, what are some other comic book movies in between this and Batman Begins?
Daredevil, Elektra, Catwoman.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Fantastic Four?
Ooh, maybe that came out the same year as Batman Begins.
Okay.
Yeah. Spider-Man? Spider-Man 2?
Okay. I mean, they're the good ones.
Yeah. I mean, is Blade a comic book hero movie film?
Yes, Blade is a comic book film.
All right, well, there's another one.
What year was Blade?
98.
Okay.
All right, number three, Patrick Stewart was originally going to play Mr. Freeze. Probably less puns, I'd imagine.
Why?
I feel like
they didn't write the script.
I feel like they upped the pun game when they heard that Schwarzenegger was going to play Mr. Freeze.
I mean, is Schwarzenegger the all-time pun guy?
Yeah.
Like, it's not even close, is it?
No, like, Stallone has some good puns, but, like, Schwarzenegger just destroys anyone in his pun game. And then he destroyed himself in this pun game.
I mean, Patrick Stewart just seems like an odd choice. I mean, I can get it, actually, like, after watching, like, Heart of Ice from the Batman animated series, you can see Patrick Stewart playing that version, but what we got here, I don't think in any world was going to be a serious adaptation.
Yeah, I think they may have changed the way this Mr. Freeze acted when Schwarzenegger was involved.
Do you think they had the script and then got Schwarzenegger, or did they get Schwarzenegger? They were like, hey, we want this huge, literally, star of the 90s in our movie, and let's work out what he can do later.
I think that's what they wanted.
Good getting Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, apparently. Here's trivia number four. He got $25 million here to play Mr. Freeze. You son of a bitch.
I mean, if you can do it, do it.
Yeah, I mean, he was peak Arnie at this point, isn't he? Or maybe, surely he has to be peak Arnie. He's getting $25 million to play a Batman villain.
It's got to be peak Arnie.
I think this is his downfall, though. I think this film actually started his downfall.
What year was Eraser?
Eraser was, well, maybe that was like 96.
Okay. Because I feel like that was sort of a downward step for him.
Well, he's not really like big action Arnie in this, is he? He's really in the big suit and he just moves around clunkily.
He can barely move.
Exactly.
He can barely move. He moves like he speaks English.
Poorly.
Yeah. Yes.
All right, number five. Most of the scenes with Batgirl were cut because Alicia Silverstone had gained a few pounds during production, and the wardrobe team had to refit her costume. When the press discovered the news, they slammed Silverstone's weight gain and mocked the actress for being too fat to fit into her costume. Director Joel Schumacher publicly defended Silverstone during interviews and press meetings.
Wow, I wish I was too fat for that costume.
I mean, she doesn't look like that at all.
Like, I've seen this a number of times, and I've not once ever thought, gee, looking a little pudgy.
Never.
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 It's great.
It's Alicia Silverstone.
I mean, there's another actor who, like, after Clueless...
She did this, and then that was it?
Yeah.
I think she was in a movie called Excess Baggage. I remember that. With Benicio del Toro. Right about this time.
Yeah. Wonder what she's doing. Big vegan, I think. Or is she anti-fur?
She might be both.
Would make sense.
I mean, vegans are anti-fur, yeah?
Do you think there are any vegans who are, like, wearing fur?
Yeah, the fake vegans.
The fake fur?
The
faux fur.
I was going to say the faux fur, and I'm like, nah, that's a terrible pun. You're like, nah, you bring it in. I'll bring it in.
That's fine.
All right, number 16. Joel Schumacher had several meetings with Warner Brothers trying to convince them to let him make another Batman movie after this. He wanted to take the film back to its darker roots and make a Batman Year One movie. Schumacher wanted to cast Kurt Russell as a young Commissioner Gordon and Selina Kyle as a young, beautiful African-American woman living in the ghetto. And Warner Brothers decided not to rehire Schumacher, and the next Batman film obviously would come out to be Batman Begins in 2005.
Yeah, I mean, Year One is a great Batman story. Kurt Russell... I don't know. I'm not a big Kurt Russell guy. What was he in the 90s? Like, late 90s. How old is Kurt Russell?
Tango and Cash? No, that's really early 90s. Jeez, what's
Stargate.
He doing? Stargate? Yeah, okay. What did he... I can't even think of a Kurt Russell
tough.
Film.
He's tough.
The next Kurt Russell film I can think of is Hateful Eight. Like, what did he do 2000s and late 90s?
Guardians of the Galaxy
no,
2?
No, that's way after that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Interesting. Oh, well.
And as far as casting Selena Kyle as a young... African-American. Like, who cares? You know what I mean? Like, I thought you were going to say, like, and they were going to cast X actress for this, but it's just, they want to make her black. Which they're doing in The Batman with Zoe Kravitz.
That's right, they are. Okay.
So, you know, Schumacher had the right idea.
All right, well, we don't know yet. Maybe The Batman's going to turn out to be shit.
I mean.
It's probably not going to be because Zoe Kravitz is in it.
I mean, you never know. What's she in? Is she in High Fidelity?
No, she's too young for that.
Who's in High Fidelity? Who's the girl in that?
I don't remember that film enough to know who's in it.
You're missing out.
Well, I might watch it again eventually. Number 7, wrestler Jeep Swenson, who played Bane in the film, died 2 months after this film released.
I mean, that's sad.
Yes. Yeah.
It's sad that he was still around for its release. Maybe he could have gone, you know, thinking he was about to have his big break.
This is going
to
be a great film.
So he was a wrestler.
Yes. Hence the, you know, the massiveness of him.
I mean, Arnie's not a wrestler.
This guy's bigger than Arnie.
Arnie's pretty big.
You seen this film? Bane towers over Mr. Freeze here.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
Arnie's pretty big.
I don't think he's as big as what he was at this point. I really feel like he's starting to settle down in his career here.
Maybe
like,
it's a height thing. Is Arnold Schwarzenegger tall? What's he got to be? 6'4"?
I don't know.
I guess you could have a 6'8 wrestler.
Yeah. That would seem fit.
I mean, they both look fit.
Yeah. But I think this guy towers over Schwarzenegger in this film.
Wonder what he died of.
I think it's a heart attack. Yeah.
I mean, I've seen The Wrestler. Those guys did it tough.
Yeah, all right. Equating it to a film. But all right, I understand. Equating real life to film. That's fine.
I mean, isn't that what we do?
Yeah, okay.
Why is this so foreign to you?
I don't know. You just feel like, yeah, I learned that from a movie. It's like, yeah, it's a fictional film.
About a real life profession.
We don't know how he died.
I know. That's why we're speculating.
It's ambiguous. He might not have even died.
It's an ambiguous, is it?
Did I say that?
I think you did.
Oh, well. Number 8, if not for the universally negative reaction to the film, 2 sequels were planned. You got Batman Unchained, which is a direct sequel that would have George Clooney and Chris O'Donnell come back as their roles. And although there were no plans for Alicia Silverstone to return, they were going to have Scarecrow and Harley Quinn as the main villains, with cameos from past villains in the series appearing as hallucinations due to Scarecrow's fear gas. The film was going to take the film back to its darker roots. The other film was a Robin Nightwing spin-off with Chris O'Donnell playing the role as Dick Grayson, Robin Nightwing. It is speculated that if films beyond Batman Unchained were to be made, O'Donnell would be Nightwing rather than Robin.
Okay, I can see that as the natural progression of this. Like, let's do something with Robin other than have him complain every scene he's in. Let's have him be Nightwing. Okay, I get that. But Chris O'Donnell is not the right person for this. They casted poorly in Batman Forever. As far as having villains come back, I mean, how much is a cameo from Jim Carrey going to cost him in the late 90s?
I was thinking more about the Joker, because I'm pretty sure that I read that Jack Nicholson, this is the first Batman film that Jack Nicholson didn't get any money for. Like, he made money off Returns and Forever. That was part of his contract that he was going to... I think we said that in the Batman episode. Yeah, so he was pretty frustrated that Schwarzenegger was getting all the big bucks now.
I mean, if that's the case, I'm sure he would be very keen to come back for a one scene thing and get paid another $10 million.
Yeah, he'd be like, no, I want more percentage from every film you make here from now on.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, number nine, the budget and box office. We've got $125 million budget, and worldwide grossed $238 million. So that would probably be considered a flop.
I don't think you'd call it a flop. I think they would be disappointed with its numbers, but I don't think it's a case of, gee, we lost big time on this film.
Yeah, but how much do you reckon they would have spent on marketing for this film?
Yeah, but how much would they have made in action figures and stuff?
Yeah, okay, that's probably where they've gone with it. They've probably gone, we're going to make even more money in the toys and the franchise marketing, you know, McDonald's, fucking Hasbro, all that. Like, the box office return for this film, if they break even, they're like, we don't care.
You just said they would think it was a flop.
It would be a flop in terms of you were just thinking about the box office. For anyone else, I think the studio would have been like, no, not the studio. No, yeah, the studio would be like,
the studio
would be like, well, you know, we broke even. That's fine. We're going to make more money off the toys. If you're a general studio, breaking even for a film, it's not good.
Well, no, especially not a film like this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where they've spent over $100 million to make it.
Yeah.
Now, this is a big budget film.
It's funny, $125 million budget, $25 million to Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Was he worth it though, Hendo?
Well, we'll find out later, won't we? Now, number 10 is usually where I put the Academy Awards. This film didn't win any, or even nominated for Academy Awards.
I mean, I would hope not.
However, this got many Razzie Awards that year. It was nominated for Worst Picture, Worst Screen Couple for George Clooney and Chris O'Donnell, Worst Supporting Actor for Chris O'Donnell, Worst Supporting Actor for Arnold Schwarzenegger, Worst Supporting Actress for Uma Thurman, Worst Reckless Disregard for Human Life and Public Property, Worst Remake or Sequel, Worst Director, Worst Screenplay, Worst Original Song for poor old Billy Corgan and his Smashing Pumpkins song.
What?
Yep.
This is a good song.
And it did win Worst Supporting Actress for Alicia Silverstone.
I mean, she's not great.
I mean, she's got nothing to do.
Uncle Alfred.
She's so out of place in this film.
I mean, yeah, she is. Her whole storyline makes no sense.
All right, before we get into it, scores. What do you reckon, critics or audience for Rotten Tomatoes?
Give me critics.
Critics have it at 11% and the audience have it at 16%. So, okay. Well done.
Yeah.
Wait, were you going for who had it higher or lower?
Lower.
Sure. Yeah.
Lower.
Righto.
Nailed it.
All right, Metacritic have it at 28. Letterboxd have it at 1.8. And IMDb have it at 3.8 over 233,000 ratings and is currently sitting at number 73 on the IMDb bottom 100.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah.
It is not that levels of bad.
It's really not.
Like, even with nostalgia and Batman fandom taken out of it, it's not that levels of bad to be the 70-whatever worst film ever made.
I think it's just grown in hype of how disappointed I think everyone was when they watched it. And now it's just got this this stigma, I guess, that this is such a terrible film. It's really not.
Depends on how you look at it.
Yeah. Well, we're going to find out how we look into it, aren't we, Dean?
Yes, we are, Hendo.
All right, come on, let's do it. So, obviously, Arnold Schwarzenegger gets top bill here because he's Arnold Schwarzenegger in the 90s.
He is Arnold Schwarzenegger in the 90s. Carry on.
Do you think that Clooney would be billed first now? Ooh, there's a head scratcher.
Ooh. If they were making a comic book film with Clooney as Batman and Schwarzenegger as the main villain, who would get billed more? I mean, it's hard because Clooney's worked the entire time. Like, he has kept working. He's a director. He's got a lot of money. Like, he's Schwarzenegger.
Schwarzenegger was governor, mate. He's still pretty popular now.
I would say Schwarzenegger would get paid more.
He'd probably ask for more.
I think if they had a choice of do we have Clooney as our main hero or Schwarzenegger as our main villain, they would pick Schwarzenegger.
I mean, Clooney would definitely play it differently now, wouldn't he?
I mean, obviously, he hates it. You said it at the start.
No, I mean, if they didn't have this film back then, and now they're going to do it now, and they're going to get Schwarzenegger and Clooney in, is Clooney getting top billed?
No. Do you think he is?
I think he's a bigger movie star than Schwarzenegger now.
I mean, on what basis? That he's kept working?
He's like the highest paid actor in movies at the moment.
No, he's not.
He's definitely one of the top five most highest earned actors, whatever it is.
I don't think he is. And if he is, if you're looking at lists where he is, I reckon that would be like directing roles, producing roles. There's no way, acting alone, he's in the top five.
I think George Clooney is a far bigger movie star than Arnold Schwarzenegger is this day.
I think, though, the hype of having Schwarzenegger come back in a movie like this would warrant a bigger paycheck.
Well, at least we know that Chris O'Donnell would not be top billed. He'd probably be underneath, like,
Alicia
Pat Hingle.
Oh, wow. Is Pat Hingle still with us, Hendo?
No, probably not, actually.
He's probably like 45 in this film as well. He's probably just one of those guys that looks really old.
We talked about in Batman Forever how we start off with the zooms of the ass and the pecs and the nipples.
They've just doubled down.
Oh, no, it's not even double. It's like quadrupled down this time.
We saw lots of quads.
Lots of quads, lots of nips, lots
of... Why do they zoom in on ass and crotch shots?
Schumacher loves it.
They know what they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like, oh, whoops. They, like, would storyboard this shit. Why? Who wants this? Are they trying to make Batman sexy?
People with a big rubber fetish would really dig these scenes.
But, I mean, I guess Clooney was a sex symbol. I mean, probably still is.
He's definitely still a sex symbol.
Wow, you are so high on Clooney.
Love the Clooney.
Since when?
Clooney's good. Suave.
The ultimate silver fox.
I mean, I agree.
But, of course, we open this crap film with a line from Robin.
I want a car. Chicks dig the car.
And what does Clooney say?
This is why Superman works alone.
It's so like, it's almost beat for beat like Batman Forever at the moment with the, I'll get drive through. So they need to start with a dumb joke. And Clooney, where's your Batman voice? Why do you talk like George Clooney as your Batman?
There's no effort at all.
None. None whatsoever.
Val Kilmer had a Batman voice.
Yes, he did. And it worked.
Yeah, it did.
Clooney just talks like Bruce Wayne.
He really does. He just doesn't care. He never shows any care in this film.
He strolls around in this film with basically a dressing gown on the majority of the time, hanging around the house.
Yep. How good is Alfred's fake sick acting?
Oh, the...
It's like, yes, sir. And they drive off and then you cut like just total shot on Michael Goff here and it's just like... Ugh. I was like...
It's like, what was that?
What? What are you doing? Let's just have this big flashing sign like, I am sick. Maybe he should open an envelope that says, you're dying, just in case anyone missed it.
Yeah. There's two people who didn't get what was going on here. Yeah. Geez, the puns come really quick here, don't they? As soon as Arnold Schwarzenegger shows up, he is in pun game. That's all he does. It's literally, he walks around with his ice gun and says puns.
Yeah. Except for when he's talking about his wife. I would say
no. No, he's still punning when he talks about his wife.
Is he?
My heart chills for my wife.
Yeah, okay. All right. But I don't get this guy. Like, yes, he's got this suit on. Obviously, it's bulletproof.
Mm-hmm.
His face is entirely uncovered, though.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a helmet at all. He has an uncovered face and just is not fazed by people shooting at him. He just walks towards them.
How actually threatening is this guy? He is this scientist who has now become Mr. Freeze, who has an ice gun. And every time Batman and Robin show, he's like, kill the bat! And he walks off while all these dumb goons...
Kill them! Kill them
all! Shoot him with your ice gun! You freeze everyone else!
He freezes heaps of people.
He doesn't freeze Batman.
I mean, he freezes his wrist.
I know, right? This part coming up, when he's on the rocket, he could just freeze him right here. That's it.
The end of Batman, as we would know it, is right here.
Yep.
Freeze him, and you're fine.
Nah, I'm going to freeze his hands.
And like, he would have had to, he's got this big gun, he would have had to use some dial, like, instead of kill, like I've been doing with everyone else,
yeah.
Let's just go to stun, because it's Batman.
Yes.
Why?
Because you need a movie. He has such an overpowered gun here that could just end it immediately, that they just choose not to do it.
I mean, the villain here is the gun.
Yes.
Even his grand plan is just a bigger gun.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, he's not that threatening, his gun is threatening. Give that to someone else, and they are equally as threatening. He never goes toe-to-toe with Batman. He never fights.
If anything, he's actually less threatening because he has to have the suit on.
Yes.
You're like, him without the suit is like a much, much weaker person than an average man.
I know. This villain is terrible.
He needs diamonds to, like, survive.
Diamonds. Oh, my God. I need diamonds to power my ice-cold suit. Are you joking? Like, what is going on here?
What happens to the diamonds?
Do they melt?
They're not batteries.
It's like diamonds, lasers. There's lasers going through his
diamonds
suit.
Diamonds are, like, literally the hardest element, I think, on Earth.
Yes, yes.
You cannot scratch diamond or any of that. Nothing beats diamond.
Wait.
What is happening to them?
The hardest element besides diamonds is you when you see Chase Meridian.
Wow. Nice callback.
Thank you. Here's a line that we have said many times over many episodes, but here comes Batman cruising in.
I freeze. I'm Batman.
I'm Batman. I must say, it wasn't how I remembered. I remembered, I freeze. I'm Batman. It doesn't do that.
No.
It just cuts away. It cuts away. It is not even as good as we make it out to be because it's like in passing. They don't even pause. They don't even linger on Clooney here. It's just like, I freeze. I'm Batman. And then it cuts.
But I don't understand. how, why is he introducing himself? Is this the first time they've met?
Yes.
Mr. Freeze looks like he's set up for a bit. He's been set up for a little bit here.
No, it is the first time we meet. They've met because Commissioner Gordon says, Batman, there's a new villain in town.
Mr. Freeze. It's like, this can't be right. Like, how does he know his name's Mr. Freeze for starters? Like, I just don't understand how this is their first time that they're meeting. Like, he's a well-known person in Gotham now, shouldn't he be?
Because his real name is, like, Dr. Freeze.
Victor Freeze, yeah.
Like, do they know his identity?
Yes, because they go through that little exposition thing later on where they have the security cameras all through his thing when he's standing there, again, in front of a vat of, like, liquid nitrogen with no barrier whatsoever, just falls in.
You are right, though, when you said earlier he doesn't even fight Batman. Mm. Like, this is someone who would be a physical match for Batman. Because the problem with, like, the Joker, even the Riddler, they're not physically intimidating. Whereas you have an Arnold Schwarzenegger body who can be big and strong.
Yep.
They never have a... Like, could he just not do that motion in the suit?
Yeah, but he chooses not to. He's got an ice gun that he doesn't want to use.
And it's like, it's so often like the gun is like kicked out of his hands.
Yeah.
And it's like, you'd think you'd have like that on a chain, wouldn't you? Like, that is all of your power there.
Hey, listen, we just mentioned how this is the first time they're meeting. It seems like Batman has no idea who Mr. Freeze is here when he leaves to go in his Batmobile. Yet, when they get ready to fight goons, bang, out come bat skates out of their boots. Like, how do they know they're going to be having to go on an ice rink?
How deep are the soles of their boots?
Yes.
That they can hold these
massive
skates. Or well, maybe they're flat and they like come out like that.
No, they come out like, like straight out. Man, this film is not how I remember it.
Even the shot of them coming out, like they're both on their back and they click
their
feet together in unison.
Like their buddy Dorothy from Wizard of Oz. Just tap your feet three times and out come the skates. So we know that Freeze will not freeze Batman. He'll freeze Robin though, right?
Yeah.
And then he'll laugh at Batman and go, I'll kill you next time, and leave. Like, why?
Yeah.
Your goal here is to stop Batman from disrupting your plans.
And, like, what's Batman going to do? He hasn't shown any, like, real big gadgets that he... Like, Freeze has a gun pointed at Batman here.
Batman has a little heat ray.
Yeah, I mean, let's get to that scene later. But how good's this bit where he's just like, obviously the, I'll kill the dinosaurs, the Ice Age. Then... the dinosaur breaks and it makes like a Jurassic Park sound. Did you hear this?
Yeah. This.
It's like, where is the sound coming from?
Exactly. This film is just so stupid. I'll just say stupid.
Also, where did Freeze get his car?
Exactly. Where did he get all this stuff?
Like, did someone make this? Like, with Batman, you can understand, right, here's someone who's like infinitely wealthy.
Yeah.
Has no connections to anyone, has all the time in the world, and he wants to fight crime, so he sets up this environment where he can, including his gadgets and cars and stuff. Why is Freeze doing this? Why does Freeze have this car with the spikes and everything?
Freeze's goal is to get enough diamonds to freeze Gotham and then the world so that he can hold them at ransom for money, so he can keep trying to find the cure for McGregor syndrome. Yes.
All he had to do was ask Bruce Wayne.
Yet, freezing the world, how is he going to ask them for ransom money after that?
I don't know. Because he literally freezes people.
Yes.
It's not like he makes them cold.
Why doesn't he just freeze a bank and bust open that safe?
Yeah. All he wants is money.
Yeah. I don't get his plan. It's stupid. But enough about Freeze for now.
No, let's go back to Freeze.
No.
So he sends a rocket up in the air, right? Batman's in there. That's fine. We've spoken about that. And then he just jumps out. Like, that was his plan, to shoot a rocket directly vertical. Why?
Because he knew Batman was going to jump in for some reason.
No.
No, I know.
Doesn't make sense.
Nothing makes sense in this movie.
And then he's got, like, these wings that he can fly with.
Yep.
That's not how that works.
And then he lands, and his car's just there. How did that car know he was going to land in that spot?
I don't know. And even his way of, like, using the gun to, like, make an ice slide, I don't think that would work either. He's not Iceman.
He's Mr. Freeze. Iceman's pretty damn close.
All right, Hendo, enough about Mr. Freeze.
I just said that.
Let's get to Pamela Isley. What year did this come out?
97. This is the year of Gattaca.
Oh, it's good.
Mm.
This is 3 years after Pulp Fiction she was in.
Apparently, she didn't regret this film. She thought it was a fun experience and she just went with it.
Honestly, if I got paid millions of dollars to be an actor, I wouldn't be regretting films either.
Yeah, fair enough. Like, I think that she is actively bad in this film. But I know, I realize...
I don't think it's her
fault. No, I realize that... I think
everyone,
she realized...
Everyone is the same in this film. Everyone is hamming up every single scene. She is obviously being told to do this.
I think she realizes what kind of movie she's in and just goes for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would not call her worse than anyone else here.
I think when I was watching it, And just watching her, I'm like, wow, I can really tell that you're way over the top. And it kind of bugged me.
Okay. I think Clooney's...
Clooney's dull.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would take overacting bad than dull any day.
Yeah, fair
he
enough.
He stands out so much in this film.
He clearly looks like he does not want to be there.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe that dressing gown was actually him just rocking up to set.
How did this film launch him into a leading man in Hollywood?
Because it was such a big... He's Batman, man.
Yeah, but he's terrible. Look at Val Kilmer. No, it didn't do it for Val Kilmer, and he was a good Batman.
Because I think he came out and said, yeah, this movie's shit. I'm shitting it.
Who, Clooney?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So the transformation of Bane from little guy to big guy...
Looks weird.
...was really bad. It was like...
It's 97, man.
It was like Nutty Professor special effects.
Which I think came out in 96. So maybe they use the same technology.
I mean, it looks bad.
Yeah.
And this mad scientist... Whew,
definitely looks mad.
Definitely a mad scientist. And where are all these, like, world leaders of terrorism from? They're just standing in a balcony. You cut to them, like, twice, and then they're gone. And, like, heaps of shit happens, and they don't react.
Don't think about this. Really, do not think about any of this. So I know this movie went completely off the rails here when you cut to Freeze making his goons sing to a cartoon on the TV. La-da-da-da-da-da-da. What? I'm sorry. What is this?
What's wrong with that?
What is this?
You just summed it up.
This is... Oh, I'm going to say this is garbage a lot. This isn't even, like, fun.
Is this the one with the slippers?
Yeah. And he's toe-tapping away. I don't understand who this person is. It's dumb.
Yes.
No, not in the good way. Not in the good way.
Dumb, Hendo.
I know. But it's just...
Embrace it.
I tried to. I just can't with this one now.
Wow. Did you feel like Robin had the exact same storyline in this film as he did in Batman Forever? Like, come on, Bruce. You just got to trust me.
Yeah.
It's like the whole thing, like being accepted as a partner.
As a friend.
A friend. A brother. We've already done this.
Yeah.
Surely there was something else they could have done with him.
Like what?
I don't know. Kill him. Have him get killed by Freeze in that very first scene. Add some stakes, you know?
They didn't want to kill anyone in this film.
Then you could have Batgirl come in and have something to do.
No, they actually didn't want to kill anyone in this movie because they wanted to make it very kid-friendly. No one dies in this movie. Not even Alfred. Where's the balls there? He's literally sick in bed.
He's like 100 years old as well.
That would have been perfect if he died and you actually get some emotion from George Clooney.
I don't know. Having no Alfred, though, in the next Batman film.
What next Batman film?
The ones they were planning?
No,
that would be so weird.
This would have been awesome. Like, oh, fine. They did something. They had some balls to do something in this film.
Nah. Why would you do that?
Because it's like...
Kill Robin.
So, he's really sick. Yeah, he's going to die. No, he's fine. It's like, what?
Who cares?
It's ridiculous. He's got this weird... He's got this really...
He's got the same... He's suffering from the same condition
yes!
as Victor Freeze's wife.
His wife has this really extremely rare McGregor's disease. Oh, so is Alfred.
Yeah. Also, I'll say the biggest how are they not dead is not Alfred. It's Nora. It's Victor Freeze's wife. How is she not dead?
He freezed her.
So stupid. No, but like when Poison Ivy pulls the plug, what the hell? She's dead then.
She's not though. I told you, no one dies. Ah, you're on my side finally. So stupid. So here's Barbara from England, apparently.
Doesn't Poison Ivy kill the mad scientist? I think she does.
Okay, maybe they didn't want to kill any of the main people. Because she does kill those two guards in the prison as well.
Yeah, her kiss is poisonous.
Yeah, they actually do have to show the stakes there. Like, if she just kisses the guy and he just, like, passes out, it's like, so?
Yeah. Who cares when Robin's kissing her?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, no one, but who really cares?
He does. So Barbara shows up. Why? Was she supposed to be British? Because she's just come from England. She's a young kid. With an American accent.
Maybe she was studying in England. Maybe she went on a holiday in England.
This girl who studied something and is a professional...
Computers.
She studied computers.
She's
and,
a professional
yeah,
computer.
She's a hacker.
Yeah,
she hacker. Can ride motorbikes like the best in the world.
Yes.
I don't get this person.
Hmm.
What's her deal? What's Barbara's deal here?
Well, Barbara should be Barbara Gordon.
Yes. Yes.
Let's just put that out there. They didn't want to do anything extra with Pat Hingle, clearly.
No, they needed Alfred to have some extra lineage here.
Why? Alfred's so pointless.
He is a staple of this Batman quadrilogy, thank you very much.
He is, but he's still pointless.
Also, Barbara decides to jump out the window and escape. Didn't she arrive on her own accord? It's not like she was like, you know, like
granted.
Robin in the last one who got transferred there as an adoptive kid. She just shows up to visit and she tries to sneak out.
As a Burt Ward, if you will. Yeah, adoptive kid. I don't have as much problem with her. My biggest problem with her is that
she's
just
pointless.
It's just shoehorned in that she's one of the three now.
Yeah.
It's like, what? Why?
This expert martial artist, apparently.
Yeah. Of course she can hold her own with Batman and Robin.
But no, it's like she can hold her own against Poison Ivy, the nerd botanist, who's just become this expert...
botanist.
Yeah.
He's gone from nerd botanist to sexy botanist.
Pretty much. All right, do you want to get to this weird jungle party?
Let's do it.
7 million. Never leave the cave without it.
And they do the ching-ching as well.
It's funny.
Was it?
The worst part for me in this scene was when the reporters are asking Bruce and Al McPherson about marriage. And he's like, marriage. I was like, oh my God, Clooney.
Do you something.
You are better than this.
Emote.
I mean, what is Poison Ivy's deal here? She's really just that one note, save the planet. And Bruce is like, well, if we did your plan, millions of people would die. And she goes, acceptable losses. I was like, you don't say that to someone.
Yeah, you clearly crazy person here.
Yes.
Yes. No one's going to take you seriously. Yeah. And she even rocks up looking super sketchy and crazy. Why don't she rock up like Poison Ivy a little bit?
You don't think Poison Ivy looks sketchy?
She looks less sketchy than crazy Uma Thurman rocking up with her glasses and her hair everywhere and her little sweater thing. Bruce, with all her fucking documents everywhere.
I love how she gets through the bodyguards of Bruce.
Yeah.
It's like, don't do that.
Bruce is like, it's fine.
It's fine. She's already
Batman.
She could have stabbed you already.
Why does he have bodyguards? It's fine. I'm Batman.
I'm Batman. What'd you make of the auction here? Can I just say, it doesn't make sense. Like, I know how an auction works.
Yeah.
Okay, you have something that other people want, and they take in turns bidding until the highest person, you know, caps out, and the highest bidder gets that item. The way they do it here is, they've got, like, four ladies up there, and one guy's like, $10 for number one. The next guy's like, $20 for number two. It's like, wait, what? $30 for number three. I was like, why don't you just go $10 or $1 for everyone? No one's upping.
Yeah,
on any
exactly.
Of them.
This is the
like, only
the
bid wins.
This is the movie version of an auction.
What is going on here?
Yeah, it's like a literal 3-year-old wrote this script. So Free shows up and you know stupid fights ensue.
Yeah, he comes and it's just as you say, it's just more puns.
Yeah,
like who are you, Vine Lady? Plant girl. Why does he care? He's meant to be like this mourning, like cut up emotional man trying to do everything he can to save his dying wife. He's just cracking jokes.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Pheromone dust designed to heat a man's blood. Doesn't work for the cold hearted. Like, oh, stop it.
That's great.
Even she puts in puns here and there. Enough monkey business. You just don't pull it off as much as Arnold Schwarzenegger, please.
No, if only.
This chase down this Gotham statue with the guy with the arms where they're driving down.
Yep.
This isn't a road. Why are they driving down the arm of the statue? It looks ridiculous.
I'm sure. Yeah. You can see where their budget went.
Definitely. It looks terrible.
This scene was very odd though. This is the bit where they jump across this big ledge, right?
Yeah.
Freeze goes and Robin's like, oh, I can do it. I can do it. Batman has like controls to Robin's bike on his Batmobile.
Yeah.
He's just like, nah, turns off. You don't think that's dangerous?
Yeah.
Turning off someone's motorbike? He could have, like, he very nearly just fell over the edge.
And do you think the motorbike, which is lighter, would go further than the big, thick Batmobile across this gap?
I don't know. The Batmobile makes it, and then it's like, all right, one-on-one time, we've got Batman and Freeze.
No.
Batman literally just goes with the cape, and
Freeze is, like, frozen on the ground.
He's got this weird Batman just standing over.
Like a bat.
Freeze, who's like in cuffs. I was like, why didn't we see that? Where is that? That is a fight, a one-on-one fight between the goody and the baddie.
Because I actually think that this is around the time that Schwarzenegger, I think he was having like some sort of surgery, back surgery, I think maybe. And that's why he's not doing any fights in this film.
He's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
He's an incapacitated
hero.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Why is he doing movies like this?
$25 million to make up as much puns as you want.
I mean, surely he wasn't writing these.
Oh, I think he's doing the puns.
Cool party.
Chill. You don't think he's making these up?
Who wrote this script?
If I'm Mr. Freeze, I have to say cool party. Like, yeah, whatever you want, man.
Okay, so Poison Ivy and Bane, they find a new lair here. And she rocks up, and there is a full-on gang of thugs here.
More Fluoro Gang.
Fluoro Gang. Don't know why they went back to that well. And they just basically leave when they see Bane.
Yeah.
Like, he really doesn't do anything except go,
Bane smash.
I mean, Bane in the comics is like genius level intellect. Genius. It is ridiculous what they do with him here.
Monkey work. He's just a knucklehead. So there's this stupid race where you think that you're supposed to not realize that Robin is part of this race with Barbara. They're riding around this place.
Whoa. I'm pretty sure it's clear that Robin sees Batgirl go on the cameras.
Yeah, but you don't see...
Like, gotcha. And then he jumps on his bike. And he's got the red Robin bat helmet.
No, when...
Robin helmet.
When it's over and they're hanging off the edge, he pulls the helmet off. It's like, oh, it's Robin. He was there the whole time.
It's a reveal to Batgirl, not to the audience.
It is. You never get that perspective that it's him riding along with her.
It's him. I can't believe you would even think that was a reveal.
It is a reveal because they're trying to make it a reveal, but it's
Batgirl.
But it's so obvious that it fails.
It's so obvious because they tell us.
No. I think they don't show him. They don't show a close-up of that motorbike at all during the car, the motorbike chase.
Here.
I mean, it's Batman and Robin.
You've had a lot of justifiable complaints here. This ain't one of them.
They slide down this road forever. It's like the road is oiled. Whatever the other guy does what he does, so they fall off their bike, and they slide so far down this broken road towards the end. Just let go of your bike. You'd probably stop quicker.
They like their bike.
They slide for too long. Another thing wrong with this film.
Wow. See, now you're just nitpicking.
We've been nitpicking this whole time.
No, we haven't.
No, we have.
We're pulling monkeys off people's head here. You are just like, these little, they slid too long. Let's just get...
Too long? This is like, they slide for like 10, 15 seconds down this road.
Who cares? They were going very fast, Hendo.
No, they weren't.
They were. They were on motorbikes.
It is noticeably long.
Thank you.
Oh my God. Freeze is in prison here, right? With these two guards. And they just go, hey, Freeze, you got a visitor. And they just open the doors for Poison Ivy to just walk in. Where did she come from?
Your sister's here. Sister?
Just cruises on in like... Yeah, just walk into his cell. No problems.
Why not?
What are you talking about?
That's fine.
It's not fine.
It's fine.
No.
You need to accept the movie we're watching here.
Everything is just so convenient to move this plot along.
Of course it's convenient. It's Batman.
This is Batman?
This is Batman.
This is dumb as fuck.
Yes, it is. This is a version of Batman, and we must love all Batman.
We don't love all Batman.
Oh, we love all Batman.
I don't know about that. Not sure I love this film.
Obviously, you got a not-so-subtle wink to the audience here in the criminal property locker with the Riddler and Two-Face costume.
Yep, saw that. Even Isabel noticed that too. She was watching it. She's like, hey, that's the costumes from the last one. So, yeah, good. You saw it. Nice. Does that mean they actually went down and got Two-Face's body from the bottom of that well and ripped off his clothes? Here, keep this.
Yeah, wouldn't they be like, well, blood-stained and holy like the rusted metal?
Holy suit, Batman!
Okay, so we've got a Batman and Robin fight here with Bane and, I guess, Poison Ivy's there. She literally references an action figure. Did you not just think that was over the top, even for this film?
What are you talking about?
That's why every Poison Ivy action figure comes with its Bane or some crap.
Oh, she may as well just wink at the camera.
I was just like, stop making action figures.
That's what they want.
That's why they made this film.
You're damn right.
It's insane.
Did you have any Batman and Robin action figures? Because I know we discussed the Batman Forever action figures.
I mean, I don't recall having Freeze or Poison Ivy or Bane.
Did you have any of the Batman suits from the start to the silver italic one?
Maybe I had a Batman from this, but nah, definitely not like Forever. I had a lot from Forever. I don't remember having a lot from... I did see this in the cinemas.
So the first cinema experience I can remember was when I saw The Lion King. This is the second one I can remember.
You didn't go to the movies for three...
Maybe I did.
3 years.
Maybe I did, but I don't remember them. Batman and Robin, I went on a school excursion.
Nice.
Yeah. I was 10 and I loved it.
Of course you did.
Yeah.
I was 9.
Did you love it? Yeah. Best film ever.
That was great.
How naive we were.
Okay. So this is where Ivy pulls the plug on Nora.
Wait, just before this, because they're in Freeze's hideout here, like Commissioner Gordon and all them.
Yep.
And they turn it to the Freeze setting. Why does he have a heat setting in his fridge?
That's a good question.
Yeah, it is a good question with no possible answer.
What fridge would have a heat?
He
maybe
literally
to defrost.
He literally dies.
Maybe it's for a defrost cycle.
What defrost?
Maybe it's too icy.
They put the heat on and everything turns red. This happens.
Yeah, I don't know.
But they put the freeze on, and they're all the cops and Commissioner Gordon are going, and one was like, my lungs are freezing. So, how do you know that? You can be speaking.
And how cold must it be? Like, I
mean, he's Mr. Freeze.
I go into freezers and they're like minus 22 degrees.
Do you go in there and you're like, my lungs are freezing.
Like, it's fine. It's cold, but it's fine.
It's all for dramatic effect.
So anyway, Poison Ivy tells Freeze that Nora's dead and he cries a single tear, which I actually love the idea. The execution, though, was poor.
Looks fake now.
Looks very fake.
Yeah.
It's almost like Schwarzenegger couldn't cry on demand or act.
Yeah, but I think for the CGI to have it fade to dust, it's probably easier for them to do the tear themselves.
Clearly, the room wasn't cold enough.
You're expecting Schwarzenegger's tears to just instantly freeze and fly away.
How cold must it be if a tear can only go like 2 inches before freezing into dust?
I've seen videos of people who live in the ice, the snow.
In ice.
Yeah, like it's negative whatever degrees. They walk outside with their coffee and they fling it in the air and it just turns to like dust and gas and
like
just disappears.
Coffee.
Moving on. I had to just swallow that one.
Ice coffee. Okay, so Ivy's showing off her like plants that are alive now, right? Sure, why not? And then she's saying her master plan will be after the Ice Age, you know, the plants will rise up, okay? She's getting really far ahead of herself here. And then she says, you know, we'll be Adam and evil. Is no one thinking of poor Bane here?
I literally have. Us two will be the only ones left. Poor Bane.
Poor Bane.
He's just standing there like, you two.
Give me a jacket.
So let's skip ahead here. So we're going to find out that Barbara is going to be Batgirl soon. Alfred is dying. He wants to give this this compact disc to his brother with the identity of Batman so that he can continue his work. But Barbara cracks the code, this three-letter password that just has the entire Batman identity on it.
Yep.
Also, how many tries does she get of this? My passwords these days, it locks for 10 minutes after my second go.
Yeah, but then what does it do?
Locks again after an hour.
Like, it'll email you for verification and stuff.
Nah, there's some things where if you get it wrong, 1 minute break. Do it again, 10 minute break. Do it again, 24 hours. You can't even open your phone.
The only password that I go into that I have serious anxiety about, okay, it's not serious, but I have some level of anxiety about getting it wrong is my like banking password. Because if you get that wrong 3 times, it does lock.
Oh, you got to jump through hoops to get that back.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. You got to be very careful with that one.
Everything else, who cares?
Not like Batman's identity. P-E-G. Peg. Opens up. Like, seriously?
Oh, but Alfred, genius, right? He basically creates an AI version of himself.
Yeah.
A fully functioning and talking clone of his brain.
He's a super genius.
Computer. It's unreal.
He also had the time in his sickened state to create a Batgirl suit for his niece.
Yeah.
Really
it's
weird.
It's not like you order this stuff. He would have to sew this.
Yeah. I modified your measurements and like, ugh.
What?
Bit creepy. When did he measure her?
Probably not that creepy. Maybe when she was asleep. I mean, you could do it without being creepy. You could be like, oh, you've only bought one backpack and you're staying here now. Let me, you know, get your measurements and I'll get you some more clothes.
They should have said that in the film then.
Yeah, because this film should be longer. Let's get a scene.
It's pretty long, isn't it?
Let's get a scene of Alfred taking Barbara's measurements.
Yeah.
Jesus.
That's creepy.
Yeah, it is long. It's 2 hours long. It's long for this film.
How good is it? So Bruce Wayne, he knows what's going on with this poison ivy dust. He's passed all this. She's clearly using something, this pheromone, to get us to fight when he's talking to Robin. And I love the line when he's like,
oh, is that what it is, Bruce? I'm under some kind of magic spell?
She wants to kill you, Dick.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
It is so... I love when they use Dick as like an insult.
Yeah. And it's clearly an insult here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a
Dick.
Good laugh. Yeah.
But Ivy gets a costume change. I mean, is Freeze the only one that doesn't actually get a costume change?
No. He's got his...
pajamas.
His pajamas and his bear slippers. That would have been an action figure.
I don't know that that would be.
I would get that.
Okay, you would, because you're a creep. But I don't think...
Is it creepy to get that?
I mean, a little bit. It's weird.
Anyway, you'd get the Mr. Freeze bear slippers pop.
The pop of just the slippers.
Yeah, just these slippers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. I think Freeze is the only one that doesn't get a costume change because Ivy here gets her new red suit.
Batgirl doesn't. Oh, does Batgirl get another change? Because when they go silver...
Yeah, she gets another one.
Where is Alfred making 2 suits?
I mean, plus the others.
Jesus, Alfred guy. I mean... Just spend some time being sick. Yeah, so Robin and Ivy spend a bit of time here just making plant puns to each other.
Yes, go on.
It's embarrassing.
I mean, I don't think Uma Thurman is that seductive. Not in this. Not in anything.
You don't think she's seductive in Pulp Fiction?
Except for Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
Well, that's only because she's as far from Uma Thurman as ever.
Well, what do you consider the baseline for an Uma Thurman? Who is Uma Thurman to you? Gattaca? Poison Ivy?
Probably Kill Bill.
Really?
Yeah. That's like normal Uma Thurman.
Aggressive female action hero who just kills everyone.
Yeah. Strong female character. Why? Who is she for you?
Probably Gattaca.
Okay.
I just know her as, I mean, this doesn't sound right, but I know her as Ethan Hawke's wife. Like, because they have been together forever. And they were in Gattaca together. And I think that might have been the first movie I saw him. Oh, maybe I saw this first.
So why don't you know Ethan Hawke as Uma Thurman's husband?
Because I think of him from Predestination. And maybe Boyhood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But no, the secondary main villain here, Poison Ivy, is defeated pretty quickly by Batgirl.
Batman's useless, by the way. He hasn't really done much in this movie. He rocks up here, and the Vine just picks him up and takes him away. Like, fuck you're useless, George Clooney.
This is, yeah, girl fight time, right? And the plant, like, swallows her whole. The plant's on her side. Like, she has shown that she has some control over these plants. I still don't understand why, okay, instead of walking up to and sitting in the plant, she gets kicked into it, and now all of a sudden she's dead.
Maybe because it's the pressure. She sits in it nice and gently. This one's like, bang, goes sudden straight into it.
Doesn't make sense. Then they start this whole discussion out of nowhere about Batgirl. Not very PC.
No.
Should be Batperson or Batwoman. How is Batwoman any worse than Batgirl?
How bad is Alicia Silverstone here when she's like,
Bruce, it's me, Barbara. I found the Batcave.
Really?
No. It's like, oh, you can't tell? Wow.
That is ridiculous.
Wow.
Also, we talk about random bat gadgets that he has on him at the most, like the time he needs it the most, and he will never need these other gadgets any other time.
Mm-hmm.
This time he's in the vines, he has a bat saw on him. Does he take the bat saw everywhere?
Yes.
Does he still have his skates or his heat ray?
Of course.
Why don't he just like click his legs together and the skates would come out and he could cut the vines?
That's a really good idea. I love it.
Now, there's a lot of terrible puns in this film, obviously. I feel like this here is the worst of the 80 that are said.
Which one?
Let's kick some ice.
It doesn't even make any sense.
Why?
You're going to kick some ice, are you?
No, ass.
Ass and ice. It's not even close.
I mean, it is close because you know exactly what he means.
Let's kick some ass. Let's kick some ice.
Yes.
No.
This is not the worst pun.
No. At least with the other puns, they have some sort of degree of cool to them. All right, chill. Oh, my heart is cold for you. Like, let's kick some ice. No.
Yeah, it's
terrible. What's your worst pun then?
I don't know. There's too many in there. They're all awesome. What are you saying? There's no bad pun in this film. I mean, there's a whole thing about realigning satellites to get the sun. Who cares?
Yeah.
Like,
no one gives a shit, Bruce.
Lots of computers because computers are cool in the 90s.
Defeats Freeze in a heartbeat because Freeze is useless. What does he do? Just like kick him off the thing?
Well, the heat was on.
That could be the worst one. No. Here's the worst pun. When they're standing there talking and he's like, what? Is he a bear?
No sign of the snowman.
Maybe he melted.
No, he's just hibernating.
Is it just because bears in the cold hibernate?
Yes, and not just bears, but yeah.
Nah, don't make any sense. They're really, you can tell that the
doesn't
puns,
make sense.
You can tell the puns at the end of the film are the,
ran out.
Yeah, they're just pulling the ones out of the bottom of the barrel. Like, we need something here and all the good ones are gone.
Okay, how bad was it when Freeze is like really angry at Batman, you killed my wife, blah, 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 blah. And he's like, no, look, and shows like footage that is impossible for him to have.
Yeah, it's the camera footage from the movie.
It's so bad.
Look, Freeze, I got this clip from Batman and Robin. Advanced screening.
Ooh, cool movie. So we're pretty much at the end here. We got Ivy in Arkham and...
Same prison cell with Freeze. It's a bit odd.
Right, but what do we know about Ivy? What's the one thing we know? She loves plant life, right? So how does she spend her time in Arkham? Literally pulling petals off a flower. Kind of against character. And then Freeze pops out. How the fuck do you hide Freeze in that cell?
Doesn't he need to have like his cold beam?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've literally seen like the moment he's not in this tiny beam, he's like, he's just hiding in the shadow. No beam. That's fine.
Yep.
Inconsistent.
Yes. Inconsistent is a word to describe this film. But Alfred's all better. Sure. So like, I need you to help me with the McGregor syndrome. He's like, here, give him this. It's like, you had it the whole time? Yeah. And
then you need a bigger cave.
You get the three of them rocking up now down the silhouetted
you like this
tunnel.
Shot.
Do I?
Well, I think you like the Batman Forever one. This is literally the same
because
shot.
It finished after a pretty good movie. And probably because what happened after that silhouette was U2 and Kiss from a Rose.
Smashing Pumpkins, The End is the Beginning is the End.
Can't even remember the song.
It's not a bad song.
Don't remember it.
I remember the film clip on V.
Did they have clips of Batman and Robin in it? Heaps. Yeah, they did that a lot back in the day with movie songs that had movies attached to them. They had a lot of clips in all those videos.
Do they not do that anymore?
I don't think so.
Do they still make music videos?
Yeah, but not
like they used to.
They make music videos.
Not like they used to.
Nah, not like this.
Not like.
All right, that's Batman and Robin. Dean, what are your new final thoughts on this film?
I have no idea how to even put together something that is a coherent thought about this film, much like the film. It's actively bad in every way. The acting is terrible. Direction, script, action, everything sucks in this film. But it worked. It's funny. It's nostalgic for me, and I've watched it countless times, and I'm going to watch it again, and I'm going to enjoy it again. I don't know why. It's just one of those things. I have no idea how to rate it, though. Do I enjoy watching it? Yeah, I do. So I'm going to give it the same as I gave Batman Forever. Forever is a better made film, but I get probably the same level of enjoyment watching this as I do from Batman Forever. 3.5 stars, Hendo.
So would you rank Forever higher than Batman and Robin?
Yeah, I would. My ranking of the four would be Batman Returns, Batman 89, Batman Forever, and Batman and Robin.
Okay.
What about you, Hendo?
Man, I used to really enjoy this film when I was younger. It's campy, it's dumb, it's cheesy. Oh, but I feel like I've become a grumpy old man because this was frustrating watching it.
Really?
This time.
You didn't enjoy it?
I eye-rolled so much in this film.
Yeah, but it's funny.
No, like it just, there was too much of it.
No.
The plot is so incoherent.
Who cares?
The performances are god-awful.
The worse the better.
No, there's so much bad going for this film. I think I used to have it at 3 stars because I think I enjoyed it enough.
Harsh. Don't you do it, Endo.
I'm dropping it to 2.5. I wouldn't actively go out there and watch this again.
I will.
I know you will.
Probably this year I will watch this again.
Wow. So this is the worst of the four films for me as well.
Yeah.
So my rankings go Batman 89, Batman Forever, Batman Returns, and Batman and Robin.
I mean, that's a terrible ranking, but okay.
I don't care about your opinion on this.
Then why are we here?
I don't care about your opinion of my opinion.
Okay, that works.
Yeah. But patrons, that is the Batman quadrilogy. Let us know what you think of all four films, how you rank it, what you think of them all. Now, Dean, we have a fifth review we're going to be doing.
We do.
It's not part of the Batman quadrilogy, obviously.
It's also not Batman Begins.
No, as much as he wanted to. No, we've done it. All right, just relax. No, what we're going to be doing is Batman the movie. Old 66 Batman, is that right?
Yeah, 1966 Batman. Great year.
Adam West.
Burt Ward.
Burt Ward, who does he play?
Robin. Did you not get my Burt Ward joke before?
Nah.
You laughed like you got it.
Nah, because I was
so impressed.
I was thinking Burt Young, who's from Rocky. Ironically, we got Burgess Meredith, who's in the Batman movie. I'm pretty sure Burgess Meredith plays Mickey in Rocky, and he plays Penguin, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is interesting. I have not seen this film.
I have also not seen this film.
Wow, you haven't seen a Batman film?
And what's more, I had this poster in my room growing up.
How?
Because the visuals look great. Never saw it.
Well, this is going to be an interesting watch.
It will be.
I feel like it's going to be more along the same vein as Batman and Robin.
Quite possibly.
Hmm.
We shall see.
So that is our next review coming up. So thank you very much, patrons, for checking this out. We'll see you next week for Batman the movie.
Bye.